This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
He wanted to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. On Fridays, we play trivia. We call it Trivia Friday here on AFR. I am Tim Wildman. Thank you for listening with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Been studying up for your questions today?
I got some humdingers.
Do you have some humdingers?
I got some humdingers.
Where does humdingers come from? What's the origination of that expression?
Humdingers?
Yes, a humdinger.
You know what? I can't even come up with anything clever to
Why
say.
Why don't you research that and use it for a trivia question?
That is a good. That you know what? I'm going to do it.
That'd be a humdinger of a question.
Humdinger.
Write
sometimes
that down.
I get started on those kinds of categories.
I just have these flashes of brilliance, like I just did right there.
Yes.
From time to time, and I can't take credit for it. I don't know where that
you
comes.
You blow
from.
Yourself away.
Why, and you sound like I'm bragging, but I just thought about that. That'd be a great trivia question. It came to me, and boom, there it is for
there
next
is.
Maybe for next week.
Humdinger.
Humdinger of a spiritual gift is
yes,
what I'd say.
That's think, right.
Well,
yeah,
that's a gift.
I don't like to talk about it because it doesn't happen every day.
Right.
You know, but it happens enough. Where
brilliance
I,
doesn't. That's why it's so special.
Yes. J.J. Jasper, good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Good to be here.
How's your week ending?
Okay. Had a good week. Yeah. Our 8-year-old Casey James getting baptized on Sunday.
Saw that.
So milestone for our family. And on a sad note, one of my longtime friends, Bub Yielding, devoted Christian, dedicated family man, married to his beautiful bride, Linda, for 53 years, being laid to rest today. And one of the most godly men I've ever known in my entire life.
Wow.
So he's heaven's going to be sweeter, but earth's going to be, you know, he's going to be greatly missed.
Yeah. Right. Well, you're saddened by that, and that's your
friend and church member. Pray for the Yielding family, Linda and Matt and Kim and the kids and the family.
Well, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and here's what we're going to do. If you're new to this, we're going to ask three trivia questions each. That's by we, I mean the three of us here. We're going to ask three trivia questions. Slow down, Tim. Just slow down.
See, that right there is a picture of the way life is.
Yeah.
One moment, brilliance. Next moment.
Minute.
You can't even speak.
No, you can't. And you tell yourself to slow down.
That's right.
Slow down. All right. So we're going to ask three questions each, and we're going to allow you to call in and ask us a trivia question. So the preference here is that you call in and ask and answer. Ask a trivia question, answer a trivia question. So that's what we want to do.
You don't have to, but we'll think less of you if you don't.
Duly noted.
Right.
Ed. Let me give you the phone number to reach our program, and if you called in and got on the air in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We have a 4-week waiting period between times on the air with us on Trivia Friday. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. Toll free, 888-589-8840. If you want to watch this here show on your computer, your phone, whatever, if you want to watch the show, we've got cameras in our studio, way to watch that is Facebook or YouTube. Facebook or YouTube, type in today's issues and watch the show. And, you know, join the others there as they comment on the questions and have a little fun with the other listeners.
You can watch Tim have a moment of brilliance.
Yes,
senior
can.
Moment,
yeah.
Or maybe a I Am Spartacus moment.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one of those?
I'm a Spartacus.
I am Spartacus. That was going on in D.C. this week.
Yes, it was.
So if you answer, we also have a
mystery question.
A mystery question. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, fellas.
You shouldn't have bragged.
I know. I'm humbled immediately, aren't I? My mouse, you know, fade, it trailing about 5 seconds behind my brain right now, if that's possible. Okay, so if you answer our mystery question, and we're not going to tell you what it is. Why? Because, well, it's a mystery question. Then if you answer it correctly, you will hear this sound. Bring it again. You'll hear that sound. That sound, that's a beloved cowbell. And that way you'll know you've won yourself a Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirt. And we will send that to you. And we're holding them up right now.
For those
right
of you who are watching online. Right here.
Now, if you want to just call up and order or go online and order yourself a Learning University Trivia t-shirt to wear, then they are fine quality t-shirts.
Yes, they are.
And you just go, what do they do, Ed? How do you order
I'll
these?
Tell
and
you,
how
Tim,
much are they, Ed?
They're $15 a piece.
$15, Ed?
$15, which is an excellent price for a t-shirt of any sort. But this is a special type of t-shirt. You also help the ministry because a portion of that goes to help American Family Association, American Family Radio. But for $15, you are getting, as we've mentioned fairly often, a bulletproof t-shirt. You could actually go into battle wearing this and would not be harmed if you were shot in the t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And it's fireproof. Never
Ed,
has
Ed,
to
I
be
think
washed.
You're overselling this thing, Ed. I really don't think you need to do that. Because we can't guarantee.
Extra absorbent. You can wash your whole car with this, and the t-shirt never gets wet.
I just wanted you to tell the price. If you don't mind.
Hey,
dang.
Hey, you talking about if you were shot.
It sells itself.
You said if you were shot in the t-shirt.
Yes.
There was a big commotion going on. The reporter came up to the good old boy and said, were you hurt, you know, in the fracas? He said, no, I was hurting my shoulder.
Hey, is there something I'm forgetting here? Is that everything?
Call if you've called.
Oh, the Redeem Clean.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
We'll send you, you get the t-shirt. If you answer the mystery question, we get the Redeem Clean laundry detergent as well. And so, as well as the Trivia Friday t-shirt. And you can find out all about the Redeem Clean laundry detergent at afastore.net, afastore.net.
Yes.
Please go there and check it out and support our ministry at afastore.net. You also get a lot of great videos and books and all kind of things there. Is that it?
No, how about if somebody hasn't called in a while?
I did say that.
Okay,
say
good.
That. But you have enough.
This is
you like
right,
me, JJ.
Right. This is three old men trying to
yes.
get through.
All right, go.
All right, here are my questions. Number one, Combat was a popular World War II television drama from the 1960s. Name one World War II series that was a comedy. I looked this up, and there were actually three. Just name one World War II comedy from the 60s that series that was a comedy. You'll for the two of the three, you'll go, wow, how could I not remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Second question. This is a little hard. This is a science question. It seems hard to me because it is a science question. In biological classification of organisms, you have kingdom, phylum, class, order. What rank comes next? Kingdom, phylum, class, order.
Second,
what rank comes next?
Second Chronicles.
Second. Second class. Yeah.
Those aren't. None of those are New Old Testament books.
No, right? None of those are.
Okay.
And this is a basic biology question. So we got some science students out there.
Sometimes
who will jump
you
in
make
this.
Me feel like a second class phylum citizen.
Second class phylum. I love it. All right. And because I had a harder question, I've got a real easy one for my third question. In which country did the legend of Robin Hood take place? In which country did the legend of Robin Hood take place?
Here's what I've got. First question, what is a mammal with a pouch for its young called? What is a mammal with a pouch for its young called? Second question, Independence Hall, home to the Liberty Bell, is located in which U.S. state? Independence Hall, home to the Liberty Bell, is located in which U.S. state?
You don't know that, you need to be deported. I'm just telling you how I feel about it.
I've never seen that, but want
right.
to.
A deportation?
I've seen it.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? How
I've seen both.
How tacky was it years ago when Taco Bell made a bid and nearly bought the Liberty Bell to use as its Taco Bell campaign?
Is that true
no, it,
or false?
It was a like
what?
A full-page newspaper. But the date on it was April 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of the biggest spooks, people were so outraged. They said they had bought the Liberty Bell and they were going to use it as the taco and all the Taco Bell commercials. Hey, here's my third question. Burt Reynolds passed away yesterday at age 82, so I've got a couple of Burt Reynolds questions. Here's one. True or false? Early in their careers, Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood got fired on the same day. The reasons given? Burt couldn't act, and Clint Eastwood talked too slow, and his Adam's apple stuck out too far. Is that true or false? Here's the question.
He got Adam's apple shamed?
Here's the question again.
I've heard of that.
That's
early in their careers, Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood got fired on the same day. The reasons given, Burt couldn't act, and Clint Eastwood talked too slow, and his Adam's apple stuck out too far.
I believe the first one.
True or false?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, which U.S. president is honored in the Wrestling Hall of Fame? There is a Wrestling Hall of Fame, and one of our U.S. presidents is honored there. He's a member. He's a member of the... All right, number two. I'm serious.
In this corner, ding, 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 you've got Millard Fillmore.
And it wasn't Millard, but good guess.
Weighing all in right. at 365 pounds.
Yeah, all
the
right.
Montana Monster.
I'm sorry.
Good. Soon to be president.
Yeah.
All right, number two. At what temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit equal?
Ooh.
Good question.
Another yeah. science question.
Yeah. All right, and number three. At what wind speed does a tropical storm turn into a hurricane? There is a precise... This isn't about, okay, so this is a precise wind speed that a tropical storm turns into a full-blown Category 1 hurricane.
Good question.
I want to know that.
And if you're from Canada, you'd say about.
About. All right, let's get started, Ed.
All right, we go to Louisiana, and Keith is on the line. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good, Keith. You want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I believe I'm going to try both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I think I'm going to tackle the one with the Robin Hood question.
Okay. In which country did the legend of Robin Hood take place?
I want to say that's England.
Well, that is correct.
Hey, way to start this out, England. Keith.
Can you be any more specific about where that was, Keith?
Nottingham, Sherwood Forest.
Well, yeah, that's right. Nottingham. It actually took place in York, and there was the sheriff of Nottingham nearby, and then Sherwood Forest.
Now, is that real? Are those real places?
Those are real places.
They are.
Now, I'm not sure about Sherwood Forest. There's all kinds of.
But Nottingham is a real place.
Nottingham is a real place. York is a real place. There's some belief that Robin Hood may have been a real person, but whether he was and whether the legend was real,
Robin Hood's
speculation.
But Robin Hood's point in life was what?
Well, just simplify it. He robbed from the rich and gave to the poor.
Did he now? You believe in that? Is that a
you
moral?
You know, he might have launched a party, an entire political party.
Is that a moral thing to do, Ed, right there?
Is it a moral thing to do?
Yeah.
No. It is against God's law to steal.
Okay. Even if you got people who are starving over
well,
here?
Well, I'm sure all thieves have a quote-unquote good reason to steal.
Okay.
You know?
All right. I just wanted to get to a moral dilemma right off the bat here.
Yeah, I do not take responsibility for all the people who wind up in my questions.
Hey, Keith, way all to right. start us out. What's your question for us?
There's a belief that in order to buy a mousetrap in the state of California, you have to have a hunt license. And for all non-residents, you'd have to buy an out-of-state hunt license just to buy a mousetrap. Is that true or false?
Wow.
If it was any other state, I would say false.
You're right.
But I'm tempted to say true on this because it's California.
Land of fruits and nuts.
Exactly.
That they are so regulation-happy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go with you on that because I think that reasoning is sound.
I think that's crazy and bizarre, but they're trying to outlaw the selling of the Bible.
Right.
In California.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with y'all.
Yeah. All right. We're following JJ either to the land of victory or off a cliff here. So we're saying that's true in California, Keith.
Here's the deal. That is 100% false.
False. Oh, all right. You got us.
Yep.
That was good. And you got us because you picked California as the state.
Right, right. That was clever, Keith.
Very clever. All right, Keith.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Have a good weekend.
Listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And we go next to
Kansas. And Dane is on the line. Dane, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Glad to be on. I got some good questions. I listened to them all.
Hey, Dane, where do you live in Kansas?
Topeka.
Breaker 19, Dane. You hear me?
It sounds like you're rubbing your phone over your beard or something there. It's just kind of scratchy.
Sorry about that. Can you pick me up? Am I okay?
Yes, sir.
Now it's better.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Dane?
I'm doing both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I think the challenging one is the pouch. I'm going to say that the
computer. Oh, here's the question, Dane. Mm-hmm. What is a mammal with a pouch for its young called?
I think it's marsupial.
Marsupial.
Yeah, marsupial.
That's
a marsupial. That's also a soup at Olive Garden as well.
The Mars.
Yeah, I mean, you get the salad with the lasagna and the side.
And the breadsticks.
Side of marsupial.
Somebody's missing a good opportunity to name a car. What are you driving there, a Maserati? No, it's a marsupial. I don't get as good as horsepower, but it's a lot cheaper.
I got good trunk space.
Yeah, exactly.
Good pouch back there. All right, Dane, what's your question for us?
Okay, I read this recently. It is recent current events, Jerusalem. And in the older part of the city where they're excavating at the same elevation, same area, they found a signet ring. And within a couple of weeks, they also found an emblem of a king and a prophet. Can you name both?
I did not hear this. This is fascinating. All right, so they found a signet ring and what else?
Yeah, a signet ring of a king and then an emblem.
Emblem of a prophet. Huh.
Same elevation where they were digging in the older part of the city.
I didn't hear this.
Fascinating.
You guys have any idea?
No clue.
I've got no idea, but I want to hear the answer.
Yeah, what's the answer, Dane?
Hezekiah and Isaiah.
They found the signet ring from Hezekiah.
Hezekiah.
And an emblem of Isaiah with his name on it or something. Or.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let me just say this. Dane, you know this already. Dane, is this all?
Yeah. Right.
We're going to let Dane go. The connection's not very clear. Dane, thank you for calling my friend from Kansas. I will say this, though. You know, once a month, it seems like, at least, we read where archaeologists in the Holy Land have discovered, in Israel, have discovered artifacts
right.
that confirm what the Bible says.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It happens all the time.
It really does.
On places or people or events. What I'm saying is,
Historicity, yeah.
Yeah, of the Bible can be trusted.
Well, about 100 years ago, or a little bit more, what was called the higher criticism, higher critics, they denied that any of these people, even like David, existed. And so now, like you're saying, they'll find something, it has King David's name on it, or it has Hezekiah's name, and now, 100 years later. So I just encourage people, when you hear all this stuff about, that's not true, you just wait.
Right.
Archaeologists and stuff will find the things that back up, like you said, the historicity of the Bible.
I want to encourage people to go on the Holy Land tour with Tim Wildman. When I went to the Holy Land, you know, you think about an entire country that's the size of New Jersey.
Right.
And we would be with the tour guide, and we'd stop at an intersection, and just offhandedly I'd said, hey, did anything happen over here in this field? And the guy named three Old Testament things that happened in two New Testament things. And you go, well, yeah, the whole country is the size of New Jersey. So I mean, on every little thing, it's just fascinating. It makes the Bible come alive. And, yeah, these discoveries just reinforce that the Bible is true.
Well, I'm going to look that up. Thank you, Dane, for that.
Well, you know, Allison, my wife and I, we're going through the Old Testament right now, and we're in Joshua, and it names a lot of towns and cities, and you know, probably 25% of those that they name are still identifiable today.
Right. Including sometimes names change or
yeah,
a town.
Including Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Hebron, for example, Jericho,
yeah,
for example. So these are, what I'm saying to you, these are thousands of years ago recorded in the Scripture, names of places that are still named the same thing today. Now, that to me, that confirms that these places did exist.
Right.
Which confirms the history of the Bible.
Right. Absolutely.
So you're listening to today's issues on the American Family Association, or American Family Radio Network. And if you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. We go next, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, gang, it's John from Cut and Shoot.
John from Cut and Shoot.
John, how are you, brother?
Hey, I'm fine. Tim, I tried desperately last week to send you emails or something. I know you've got some pull with your alma mater, Mississippi State.
Yeah.
My football team played yours, and I was going to ask if you'd go nicely on our guys because I didn't want them to come home deaf from the cowbell.
Are you talking about Stephen F. Austin University?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They did play Mississippi State in football last Saturday.
Remind me what that score was, yeah. John.
Well, I tell you, you know, in fairness, Stephen F. Austin is not
as big a school.
Not as big a school. And they what these smaller schools do is, and John knows this, they agree to come play the bigger schools and take their tail whooping for a good paycheck.
Right.
And so, once in a while, that small school will come up and bite the big boys.
Yeah.
You know, behind. That happens. But,
yeah.
John, I'm sorry, man.
That's why college sports is so exciting.
Exactly. I'm sorry, man, but I think Mississippi State, they had a new coach, and they wanted to impress the faithful. So they had no mercy.
Plus, you can't win a national championship by losing to Stephen F. Austin.
Right, you can't. No, you had to win that game to get started. Yeah. Right. All right, but hey, John. Yes, sir. Stephen F. Austin. Now, what town is that in? What town is that university in?
Nacogdoches.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Anyway, John, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
The one about the World War II comedy.
All right. Here's the question. Combat was a popular World War II television drama from the 1960s. Name one World War II series that was a comedy.
Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes is correct. The other two are McHale's Navy, and then one that I remembered only when I looked this up, The Wackiest Ship in the Army. I remember that was on. But didn't remember until I looked it up. So Hogan's Heroes is correct, John. Good job.
Hey, John, can you ask your question now, or you want to wait?
I'll ask it now. I'll be
okay.
Try to be quick with it. It's a civics lesson, okay, because we're having an election coming up. How many members are in the U.S. House of Representatives, both voting and non-voting?
Isn't it 435?
Yeah, both voting and non-voting. That mean?
I think there's one that's like a D.C. rep that doesn't vote.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say 436.
Actually,
go ahead.
Yeah, actually, it's 441.
441.
From District of Columbia, American Samoa, Guam.
Okay.
Gotcha, John. Thank you, John, brother. Sorry to cut you off. We get the great question, by the way.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, the very first day in Israel, when we're staying in Jerusalem, we go to the Mount of Olives. And it's there at the Mount of Olives we look out over the old city of Jerusalem. It's a spectacular sight. You've seen it in pictures before, but it's another thing to actually be there as we walk down from the Mount of Olives to the Garden of Gethsemane and we pray there. It's going to be a wonderful time with brothers and sisters from around the country visiting the Holy Land, the land of Jesus. If you want information on this March 14th through the 22nd tour, just call us and we'll send you a brochure. Call 1-800-FAMILIES, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, option 5, and leave us your name and your address and we'll mail you a brochure. Or if you want to simply go online at twholyland.com, everything's there, twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. The Facebook overlords are at it again, America. The latest victim, Steve Solomon, a radio host, pastor, and Army veteran from Knoxville, Tennessee. Pastor Solomon wanted to purchase Facebook ads to promote his radio program. Speak the truth, love God, defend America. That's the pastor's message. But Facebook rejected the ad, claiming it was political. To be clear, there's nothing remotely political about the pastor's patriotic ad. But as we've discovered, nothing triggers a millennial tech geek faster than a Facebooker promoting God and country. In recent days, I have been inundated with reports of Facebook banning all sorts of conservative content, labeling much of it as spam. I find it hard to believe this was some sort of a random occurrence or a technical glitch. There seems to be a concerted effort to purge any content they find offensive or contrary to their ideology. I'm Todd Starnes.
And that is the theme from Hogan's Heroes. Glad somebody answered the question so we could play that. I like that theme. It's a funny show. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Tim Wildman. Tim is coming back with his coffee. And so...
Now, Hogan's Heroes, the one, the guy, what was his famous line about, you know, he didn't know anything?
Oh, that was Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I can't do his voice. I know nothing. I see nothing.
Right.
I haven't watched it in a long time, so I can't. But I do remember Hogan. That was Colonel Klink. He was always upset at Hogan. So
The Q&A we just had right before the break.
With John?
Yeah.
From Cut and Shoot.
From Cut and Shoot, Texas. What was the his question? What was the answer?
Oh, about how many members in the House of Representatives voting and non-voting. That really threw me off. That was a good question. Because there's, you know, like...
Isn't there 435 voting?
Well, it was 435, and then he said...
444 or something like that. But he's talking about representatives who don't have a vote, but they come from places like the District of Columbia, Samoa, American territories, I guess.
Yeah.
I got you.
Good
that makes
civics
sense.
Lesson.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
You are listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. We're here every Friday. And our purpose and goal, maybe it's goals. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's more than one. Ed, is to do what?
Well, it's to make our listeners smarter.
Yes.
Better.
Yes.
And more awesome.
Yes. That's right, Ed.
Yeah.
All three.
And we guarantee that.
All three. I think we do.
Yes.
I think we...
We have in the past guaranteed every week you listen, you will increase your IQ one point.
Or if we... If we don't, it's not for lack of effort.
right,
on our part. And you know, at some point, the listeners, i.e. the students, they too have to, you know, do their part, you know.
That's right.
We can lead the horses
to water, but we can't make them drink.
We can't make them drink. No.
That's right.
You know.
And the thing is, if we guarantee that 1 point increase on your IQ, if that does not happen, you just didn't have strong enough faith.
Right.
You're filling out the...
So you spiritualize the thing.
You're filling out that resume, and it's got the little box that says some college. Go ahead and write in Learning University.
That's
Learning. If you really want the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're listening to Learning University, and you should get credit for it. That's what we think.
That's right.
Let's repeat our questions.
All right, and I'm going to have to add to, I've had two questions answered already. Here's my remaining question, science question. I admit this is a little bit difficult, but somebody out there, especially a student, is going to know this. In biological classification of organisms, you have kingdom, phylum, class, order. What rank comes next? Just one. There's three more that come, but what comes next in that list? Second question, a Bible question. Who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby? Who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby? Here's also an easy question. What NBA star from the 1970s and 80s was nicknamed Dr. J?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. First question, Independence Hall, home to the Liberty Bell, is located in which U.S. state?
Come on, people.
Independence Hall, home to the Liberty Bell, is located in which U.S. state? Second question.
I got a follow-up to that, JJ.
All right.
One plus one is what?
Hey, but look, it's still on the table.
Yes, it is.
Second question, true or false? Early in their careers, Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood got fired on the same day. The reasons given, Burt couldn't act, and Clint Eastwood talked too slow and his Adam's apple stuck out too far. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one with the Judge Kavanaugh hearings underway. Here's my question. Who was?
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, everybody! Hey,
boy, that made Jerry Springer proud, didn't it? Or no, it probably embarrassed him, all the chaos, organized chaos,
yes,
the people they paid to be disruptors. Oh, anyway, so Judge Kavanaugh hearings underway. Here's my question. Who was the first woman to be appointed as a U.S. Supreme Court justice?
All right, good, excellent.
My three questions. Which U.S. president is honored in the Wrestling Hall of Fame? That's not true or false. That's a fact. In fact, JJ's talked about this before on this show, if you've been listening. Number two, at what temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit? It ain't height. at what temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit equal?
Same number, in other words.
At what speed does a tropical storm turn into a hurricane? Having to do like my wife tells me at dinner. Slow down.
Slow down. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Well, it's just kind of like stuff. I'm through before she's through with her salad.
Oh.
I'm through eating. It's always been like that.
Well, you just
inhale it. Allison's a very slow eater. I think she would confess to that. If that's something that needs
to
be
confessed. It's not a moral failing.
No, and I think that I have this phobia that somebody's going to come and take my food away. So it's a bad combo there.
A lot of puppy dogs around the dog dish.
That's why you'll often see us with a newspaper, even when we're together. Because I read while she finishes, or she reads while after an hour with the salad. So, or does a Sudoku. She loves a Sudoku, which adds puzzles. Another 45 minutes to the meal. But anyway, hey, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
I don't know why I'm bringing it up. Let's go back to the phone.
I don't know why you're bringing it up either, but you may have to explain it later on why you brought it
up.
Stop
right there.
Yeah. All right, we go to North Carolina. Guess who's on the phone? Todd from Seagrove. Todd, welcome back to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, and it's good to be back.
Todd, I got to tell you, if you put out some sort of a DVD explaining to our listeners how you get on this show every 4 weeks, you could make a pretty penny, my friend. I bet people would buy that.
I imagine they probably would, but the thing about it is, so they'd probably have to go into the witness protection program as well.
We love your sense of humor, yeah. Your love for the Lord, and your faithfulness to be a student at Learning University. Hey, Todd, ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Which one you feel good about?
I'm going to give a shot to Tim's question about the president in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Which president is honored in the Wrestling Hall of Fame, Todd?
I'm guessing Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
The old rail splitter.
Okay. JJ, you know the history of this. Maybe Todd does.
I forget the history, but it was one of my questions, and we had a lot of fun with it, just imagining him jumping off that turnbuckle and the big old stovepipe hat. He was a wrestler,
yeah.
Along with being a whole lot of other things.
How'd you know that, Todd?
Oh, I heard that several years ago. I don't remember the source from where I heard it, but I'd heard that he was in the Hall of Fame.
I will add this, too. I don't know if this is true or not, but sometimes on my Dish guide, as I'm scrolling down, I come across this movie. I've never watched it, but I've come across this movie. It says, I'm not making this up, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but...
I'm going to say he wasn't a vampire slayer.
Yeah, we'll do some more research on that.
Yeah, I'm going to do some more research.
Do some more research.
That's actually the name of a
movie. Yeah, I know. I haven't seen the movie, but I know what you're talking about.
On a serious note, for you young people listening...
What makes you think I wasn't serious about that?
being homeschooled and you're listening to the program, almost every endeavor that Abraham Lincoln tried, he failed at.
Right.
And then he went on and became president. Mm-hmm. And so you talk about at some point you should give up.
Yeah.
Or you're tempted to give up, do a quick study on all the things that he tried.
Yeah.
How many times he lost elections?
He failed miserably.
He wrote a best-selling motivational book in the middle of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need to read that.
Your best career now?
Mm-hmm. Norman Vincent Peale was motivated by,
by Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln's, yeah. So what do we got next?
All right, we got Todd still.
To bring it. I know what Todd's going to ask.
Hey, Abraham Lincoln, what you just said, if you try to fail and you're successful.
Fail again?
No. What have you done? Have you failed or have you been successful?
Yeah, I'm confused. What?
If you set out to fail, you say, I'm going to try to fail.
Uh-huh.
And then you do fail.
Oh, you've succeeded.
You've succeeded.
Huh.
Or have you? And in China, what do they call their good plates? Sorry, I better stop because my mind's just bouncing around like a ping pong ball.
No, it's not.
Todd, what's your Bible question for us?
Well, I thought I'd throw in a little fake trivia about Abraham Lincoln and his wrestling career. The thing about it is that came into play during his time in the presidency, because if the senator of the House of Representatives got too ornery for him, it's like he would just break out his bowler hat and use it as a foreign object.
There you go.
Okay, now I'm going to say that was disappointing as a joke, Todd.
Well, don't worry about it, Ed. It's like you'll catch it later.
Yeah,
that's right. He'll sit straight up in bed. I
get it.
Hey, Todd, what's your question for us?
Well, I do have a Bible question for you. In the fourth chapter of First Chronicles, a daughter of Pharaoh is mentioned by name. Who is she?
A daughter of Pharaoh. All right, guys, you just have to talk amongst yourselves.
One was given as a wife. When the kingdoms were splitting and they... I'm trying to think who was...
Beatrice comes to mind, but I don't think that...
I'm stumped.
That doesn't sound like an Egyptian.
What about
name.
You guys?
I have no clue. Tim?
Darla, I think.
Darla.
Running there, huh?
Darla.
Well, they're right in there somewhere. But
that was the youngest daughter, but that wasn't the one
second
that was.
Chronicles, Darla. She had her moment. It was just a moment.
Just
a couple
her 15
mentions.
Minutes. Yeah. Her 15 words in the Bible.
Yes. We don't know.
We don't know, Todd. You got us. What's the answer?
Okay. In the First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 18, the daughter of Pharaoh that's mentioned is Bithiah. And the thing about it is, apparently she was part of the mixed multitude that came out of Egypt with Israel during the Exodus time. And the thing about it is, if you recall from the movie The Ten Commandments, Bithiah is one of the main characters.
Now, I do remember that. And you're talking about the movie. Yeah,
I do remember right. that. But I want to say that I at least, when I said Beatrice, I had the first letter right.
Yes, you did.
So I don't know what kind of credit I get for that. But
the thing about it is, Ed, is like, you know, you didn't catch my great joke about Lincoln, so you didn't do good about catching the letter B.
Right. Yeah, if you get a B, then that's like, well, you get credit for putting your name at the top of the paper.
Well, I want it. I want credit. All right,
thank,
Todd.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate
thank you, brother. Hey, we'll talk to you in 4 weeks.
Listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, you want to send us an email. Our email address does work. It's comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Next up, Ed.
All right. We go to Tennessee. Ann is on the line. Ann, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Hey, Ann. How are you today?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing fine.
What part of Tennessee?
Millington.
Okay. Up around Memphis.
Bay.
Yeah, Memphis area. I know where you are. Listen, that's where the air base is, right? Naval base? Naval air base?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I've been 2 years and 45 minutes to get on Trivia Friday.
Wow. 2 years. That's what I was talking about with Todd and then John from Cut and Shoot. Some of our listeners have figured out.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to it.
Yeah, I know.
And then folks like Ann, 2 years.
Right. But here's your moment right here, Ann. Don't blow it.
2 years and 45 minutes.
Okay. This year.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Ann?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'll try Tim's question about the hurricane.
Okay. Let me pull that one up here. Ann? By the way, my aunt and uncle used to live in Fraser. You know where that is?
Sure do.
Not too far from you. That's North Memphis I'm talking about. He was my uncle was, he's no longer with us, but he was a veteran in the Navy, World War II. And so they lived by the base there so they could shop. And so anyway, that's all right. That's why I know where she is, Millington. At what wind speed does a tropical storm turn into a hurricane, Ann?
Okay, I'm going to say 75 miles per hour.
Okay. I'm going to how long have you been waiting on here? Get on here?
2 years.
2 years and 48 minutes.
I don't have the heart. It's 74. But I'm gonna say 75 would be one over. So, in other words, I'm giving you a yes, Ann.
All right.
Yes.
Hey!
Oh!
That's amazing.
I just missed it by 1 mile.
You did. It's 74, but you said 75. That's okay. We're going to grade on a curve and give you. It says here there are four different levels of hurricanes. A level 2 hurricane being the tamest. And a level 5 hurricane being the worst. Now, I thought there was a level 1. But anyway, you know what? That sound, let's hear that sound again, Brent. That's the beloved cowbell right there, ladies and gentlemen. And that means that Ann has won herself a T-shirt.
Wow.
Yes, you have. I'm holding it up now. You've won yourself a T-shirt and a Redeem Clean laundry detergent.
Surgeon.
So you got the T-shirt and you got laundry detergent to wash it with. All we need is your address and your credit card information. Ann, we'll get that from you in a minute.
Not on the air. No, they're just...
Oh, you just made my day.
Yes,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, well,
so now we know we have some more time with you on the radio. Just please do not hang up when we're done.
Right.
Because we will put you on hold.
Right.
And then Cindy Roberts will get your name and shipping information. You don't really have to give us your credit card information.
Oh, I'm jumping up and down.
Wonderful.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Wonderful.
Glad to make somebody happy like that.
Hey, well, what's your question for us, Ann?
Okay, in the movie The Green Mile, what was that mouse's name?
The mouse's name?
Yeah,
in
the
movie The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah.
And then the villain, the real bad guy, killed his pet mouse. It
was
so cruel.
The big black fellow that was the star of that show, he passed away.
He did a year or so ago, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, he passed away.
Man, a guy that big and you kill its you kill his pet mouse.
I've only seen
that's
that.
Not gonna end well.
I've only seen that movie in bits and pieces.
No, I don't think it was his pet mouse. I think it was another little fella in there.
Oh, okay.
But that was his real companionship and kept him, you know, having a little friend.
Wasn't Tom Hanks in that or something?
Yeah. Yes, he was like the warden.
Yes,
I think I'm like you,
Tom Hanks' mouse.
What was the name of the mouse?
Yeah.
I've only seen that in bits and pieces.
That is good trivia. That's why we call it trivia.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only seen the movie in bits and pieces, so I don't know. I think you stumped us, Ann.
Okay, his name was Mr. Jingles.
Mr. Dingles?
Jingles.
Jingles?
Jingles.
Okay.
Mr. Jingles.
That was a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band song, too, back in the 70s.
I think you're thinking of Bojangles.
Oh, is that Mr. Bojangles?
Bojangles. Yeah, but they were kin.
Yeah.
They went to the same family reunion.
Mr. What was she
Mr.
saying?
Mr. Jingles and Mr. Bojangles.
Dance. Okay, all right.
Hey, thanks. Stay on the line, Ann. We need to get your shirt size and your...
Nothing personal.
Your address. And thank you so much for being patient to call. And congratulations on winning the T-shirt and the Redeem Clean laundry detergent.
Thank you.
All right. Put her on hold. Well, that's great. She went 2 years and 48 minutes. And the first time she gets in, she wins gets the mystery question.
And I'm with you. You guessed 74 and the answer is 75. That's close enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be 2 years waiting to get on the air, and I
how would you do
I say no to her over 1 mile an hour.
Live with yourself when you give the final answer. You go, no, the answer wasn't 75. It was 74.
I'm not going to be the person who does that.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Now, you're a golfer. I'm not. Is that a bogey? What is one over? What do you call that?
One over is a bogey. Yes, sir. A bogey.
Yes, she got a bogey. That's good enough. That's not a hole in one, but it's right there.
Let me keep, you can come back from a bogey. Go ahead, Ed. Next call.
All right. We go back to Louisiana. Seth is on the line. We do. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Seth, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Where do you live in Louisiana?
Vidalia.
Vidalia. Okay. You've been on with us before, hadn't you, Seth?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I thought you had.
Hey, Seth. Next Thursday night, I'll be in Vidalia at the Conference Center speaking for the Men's Expo. So tell your friends there. Number one, it's free food. We're going to laugh together, share comedy, share the gospel. 100 door prizes and 10 grand prizes, including an ATV. Highland Baptist Church from Natchez does this, but it's grown so large they go across the river now. And they're having it at the Vidalia Conference Center. It's free. It's next Thursday night. Jambalaya, free food, and all the other that we mentioned. And so I'm
Seth,
honored.
You get to meet J.J. Jasper.
I'm honored to be the special guest. So tell your friends and come on out next Thursday night if you can, Seth.
Okay.
That sounds great, man.
It's going to be so much fun.
100 door prizes, free food.
They had 1,200 people last year. It's a big deal.
Wow.
Hats off to Highland Baptist Church in Natchez for doing this.
That's just an outreach?
Share the gospel. It's an outreach.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Started out to be a men's expo. Now men, women, and children can come.
All right.
Because it's been so popular.
All right, Seth, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the Liberty Bell, which has heretofore gone unanswered.
That's what we're talking about.
How long did it take to get heretofore in the
53
show?
Minutes into the program.
We get a heretofore. Listen, Seth, I'm heretofore high-fiving you right now, virtually, for using the word that needs to get some more attention in the English language. And together, Seth, we can make that happen.
We can make it happen.
And a lot of people don't know this. Whenever Abe Lincoln was successful pinning somebody,
yeah,
he didn't say booyah. Yeah. He would say heretofore. He'd look at him, point his finger, and say heretofore, and he'd turn around and walk off.
It's kind of like mic drop.
It was just a mic drop moment.
Heretofore.
Yeah. Hey, and that's a little history lesson for you. Hey, Seth, here's the question. Independence Hall, home to the Liberty Bell, is located in which U.S. state?
Pennsylvania.
All right. You ever been there? Have you ever been there and seen it?
No, sir. I've seen pictures of it.
See, I haven't either, but I would love
I
to
have.
Do that.
I've seen it.
You have? Both
I've
you guys
been there.
Have?
I've had a picture taken next to it. We were shooting video for a documentary. We got permission from whichever government service oversees that to go in after hours. Had the security guard there.
Wow.
I got to step over the rope and take a, have a picture taken with it.
What an honor. Yep. Yeah, I'd like to see that one day. Well, what's your question for us? Way to go, Seth. What's your question for us?
Okay, since one is an easy question, I'll ask two. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Here's the deal. A bank robber was caught after trying to deposit the money he stole into the same bank. Is that true or false?
That's true. I've heard about this story. It's true.
That could happen. I can see that. How could that could happen?
All right, we're going with JJ. We say it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, just a side note, not that we do this often, but I read a story once about a this was true. It was in the newspaper, so it had happened the day before. But a bank robber in Fort Worth, Texas, was inside the bank with his ski mask on, and he was in line.
I've heard of that happening before.
He was four deep. They called him the polite bank robber. So he waited his turn. That's true.
I believe it. I believe there's some dumb criminals out there.
While we're camping out here, you know, sometimes you have a chance to do some exhortation in front of the taking up the offering, receiving the offering on Sunday morning. I had just read a story, had the guy's name, had the town, everything, and I'm not making fun of anybody's disability, but he was a blind man and woke up one morning, thought it was a good idea to go rob a bank. And he went to rob the bank, and he was blind. Well, and then when they gave him the money, he was still wandering around in the lobby and could not find the door when they came and arrested him. And I said, you know, with my bizarre sense of humor, what part of you – do you wake up and say, I'm blind, but I think this is going to make good sense for me fiscally. I think it's going to be a great idea. Nobody's going to notice. Well, then read the verse from Malachi. Will a man rob God? And if you're not tithing, and you think that's a good idea and nobody's going to notice and you're going to get favor and gain from that, that makes as much sense as a blind man thinking he can rob a bank and get away with it.
Blind man robbing a bank. That'll preach.
Noted, Johnny Cash song, too.
I don't think so.
I was a blind man robbing a bank.
Hey, Seth.
He had a second question,
yes.
I think.
Okay. Since you guys remember I told you I love American history.
Yes, sir.
American history question. What man said this during a battle? I am determined to make you strike your colors.
I am determined to.
In other words, I'm determined to make you take down your flag.
Right. All right. I'm just going to guess.
It's not Antifa.
John Paul Jones.
You're right.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I just figured it was a naval battle.
Also known for saying, I have not yet begun to fight.
Right. I just figured it was a naval battle and. I was going with JPJ, as I call him.
And that's why this man is tenured right here.
Thank you,
professor.
Seth. Have a good day, Seth.
Seth, don't forget, next Thursday night, come see me in Vidalia, Louisiana.
Hey, you had half the Beatles right there, too.
John Paul Jones.
All right, we're going to take a short break.
Two of the Beatles and one monkey.
I almost said Davy Jones. I almost did. I thought, oh, no, that's the monkeys.
We're going to take a break right here. We'll be back. We'll go to Ohio, where Ellen's on the phone. She's up next. And Jesse in Virginia, Neil in Missouri, and Margaret in North Carolina. And then you, too, can be on the program at 888-589-8840. We'll be back momentarily with more of today's issues, Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.